من و تو هم خونی بچه ایرونی، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونی.
It is Wednesday, September 8th, 2010, broadcasting live from San Francisco, California. You are listening to RadioJavon.com. This is Ironic and Live. Show starts now. Let me be the
love that comes from the sun. سلام، هر جایی که هستید، از طرف ما Ironic and Live به شما دوستان عزیز که شنونده رادیو جوان هستید الان سلام میکنیم. امشب یک برنامه بسیار گرد داریم. از برنامه گرد منظورم همون برنامه توپه، چون توپ زیاد استفاده میکنم، از این بعد میخوام بگم برنامه ما گرده. من خودم ایمان هستم همراه شاور هات شاهد. ببین این خیلی برنامه سخته، من از این بعد همون فارسیشو میگم، به همراه حموم داغ شاهد
different connotation
و محوش پریوش غلط کرد.
Don't say Ali.
Why is Ali above his nickname?
Ali's above a lot of things. Let's go back to what is it? What is a برنامه امروز توپ گرده? What does this even mean?
برنامه امروز راجبه unrequited love هست یا همون عشق یک طرفه. این عشق یک طرفه همون عشقیه که مثلا شما یکی رو میبینین خیلی ازش خوشتون میاد، اصلا یواش یواش هی هر دفعه که میبینید بیشتر خوشتون میاد، عاشق طرف میشید، ولی طرف محل سگ به شما نمیذاره و این بعد موقع خیلی سخته. قبل از که بپریم توی برنامه، میخواستم بگم که احتمالاً فردا یا پس فردا بستگی به چشم مردم و ماهی که تو هوا هست، عید فطر خواهد بود. برای اون کسانی که عید فطر رو جشن میگیرن، عید فطر رو بهشون تبریک میگیم. یک ماه روزه گرفتین توی تابستون به این گرمی، واقعا ای والا. من که این آخری ها از مریضی یعنی مریض شدم
واقعا،
استقامت کردم
جدا.
از این که بگذریم، من یکی از دوستام در ایران میگفتش که یک فتوای جدیدی راجع به ماه رمضان دادن و اون این بوده که چون طبق به اصطلاح اون عقاید عرفانی ما، انسان همیشه در حال سفره و روزه بر مسافر واجب نیست، این تابستون رو گفته بودن که لزومن نیاز نیست که همه روزه بگیرن و خیلی ممکن نگرفت باشن. اینم میخواستم بگم که بدون.
داری شوخی میکنی یا داری جدی میگی؟
شوخی بود.
اوکی، خواستم مطمئن بشم که اگر از اون فتوا رو دنبال بکنم.
خب حالا برگردیم به قسمت عشق یک طرفه. من میخوام که شاهد یه توضیح کوتاه انگلیسی هم بده راجع به این عشق یک طرفه اصلا چیه.
این سابجکت موضوع مورد علاقه شاهده.
What? Let's not pin it on me. But in English it would be called unrequited love. Basically loving someone who doesn't love you back. Or it doesn't even have to be love in this, like, the strongest sense of the word. You could like someone a lot, have an intense crush, passion, lust, whatever. But it's not reciprocated, and that's the whole point behind unrequited. It means that the person does not feel the same way about you at all. Or like we always talk about the subject as like the kind of the pursuer, the person who loves that person. But you could also be on the other end where you get like harassed by this person who likes you so much.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I know. Ali, hey, Ali. Constantly, man. Ali's got so many groupies.
Listen.
Because you're so...
Groupies are people too. That's all I'm going to say.
خیلی خوب. پس میخواییم بریم اخبار رو بشنویم.
Sounds good.
Mahvash, our new blinker.
That sounds, sounds good to me. Let's do it.
خب اخبار امشب و ما اون اخبارگو بسیار حرفه‌ای خودمون فرستادی مرخصی و قراره که علی براتون بگه. علی برو.
Okay, so one of the big news that came out of Iran late last week was that the deputy treasurer of Tehran University announced that 40 professors had retired from the faculty of the university in just the past 6 months, and reportedly also in recent months the heads of 20 universities and education centers around the nation had been changed. Now, other than the fact that the number is large, the reason why that's significant is because following the uprising last year in summer of 2009, the Supreme Leader Khamenei identified the universities as one of the main routes of dissent and called for a major overhaul of universities and their faculties. Iran's so-called Minister of Science responded to Khamenei's call by announcing that the universities will only take on professors that are committed to the regime. So that's why the supposed exodus of a lot of college professors from the main universities is significant. The Iranian parliament announced last week that the rising retirement of professors in Iranian universities is under examination at the parliament. In the past months, the universities witnessing radical changes in their faculty members as tens of professors reportedly retirement. But the Ministry of Science insists that none of their retirements are related to the political backgrounds of the professors.
Yeah, right.
So they say.
Yeah. So sad.
This is not something that got a lot of news. Sorry to move on so quickly. You're right. It is very sad, but it's also professors standing up for their
No,
for
they're
their
doing
beliefs.
The right thing. I wouldn't do it either. I mean, you don't want to be there for the wrong reasons.
Right.
You
know? And it happened in the United States, too. It happened in the United States during the civil rights movement and the anti-war movements is that's kind of the center of intelligence, especially when it's supposedly left-wing or more liberal causes, is university campuses are usually the center of the intelligentsia when it comes to that type of thing. So it's important to see obviously you lose a lot more, you risk a lot more than losing your job when you stand up for things like that in Iran. Where in the US you could probably just walk away from your job like they did back in the 60s and 70s. So kudos to those people. If they did leave, supposedly they didn't leave for political reasons, but if they did so out of principle, then you know, much appreciated to them. This is something that didn't get a lot of news coverage from in the sites that I saw, but it's kind of significant in the way for observers of Iranian politics. While senior Islamic Republic officials have emphasized, quote unquote, the necessity of unity in recent days, one of Ahmadinejad's aides last week announced that the chief executive did not wish to participate in the expediency council sessions, despite Khamenei's request specifically for Ahmadinejad to be present at these meetings. Meanwhile, Sayyid Hassan Khomeini, who was, is that Khomeini's grandson? Who actually came out in favor of a lot of the opposition causes last year, was recently widely criticized by Green Movement supporters for speaking to Ahmadinejad at a state function. He recently refused to attend a gathering at his grandfather's shrine and therefore was not there to welcome Ahmadinejad. Some more fun news, though. The FIBA World Basketball Championships, Iran, the two-time defending Asia champions. I have no idea how we pulled that off, but that's amazing. We slapped China, apparently, in the finals. We have yet to win any games in major international competition. We went 0-5 at the Olympics. It looked like we may go 0-5 at the World Championships, too, but we ended up beating Tunisia 71-58 last week, despite almost blowing a 24-point lead. Hamed Haddadi of the Memphis Grizzlies had 23 points to 13. We actually almost beat Slovenia in the first week in a game that I watched live, so I went to work late that morning. Slovenia is actually a really good team, has a few NBA players, including Goran Dragic from the Phoenix Suns, who's really good. We lost 65-60, but we were in that game throughout. Haddadi had 15, and we have another player. Is it Aslan Kazemi? Who had 13 points and 14 rebounds. This kid is a player. I watched him play out there. He clearly stood out from the rest of the international players. And then I found out later that he is a scholarship player at Rice University in Texas, which is a Division I school. So keep a lookout for this guy. I think he's almost like 6'9", 6'10", but he's got a jump shot. He can jump. He's very athletic. He gets to the basket well. So Aslan Kazemi,
it's
my new favorite basketball player. What do you mean?
You know about his relationship?
I mean, I thought, honestly, we have a lot of frumpy looking basketball players on our team. Our ball handlers are ridiculously bad. And I thought this guy looked like a basketball. As soon as he was out there, he moved around. He got to the basket. He got his shots wherever he wanted them. I'm like, this guy's a player. And then they found out talking. And I thought he was the best looking guy on the team. Shahad apparently thinks he's ugly. So whatever.
I never said he was ugly.
But he was not good looking. He looks like a basketball player.
Yeah, I mean, in like the same way that...
I'm sorry, here's what I don't figure out. I was very upset about how bad our ball handlers were until my cousin said, listen, for a program that's like 6 years deep to have two Asia championships and we're in the competition, we're winning games and competitions, it's a good step. But we have several million people in our country. Are you telling me not one of them can handle a basketball effectively? How does that work? We don't have one ball handler in our entire
country.
Looks
like you just have to go into the country and start your own basketball program.
I can't dribble either. I'm not a good dribbler. I'm just saying, how is that possible? There's not one little scrub kid in like some crappy court in Tehran that can dribble better than these guys.
خب این میتونه همون جوری باشه که از هند یه بیلیونی یه تیم فوتبال بیرون نمیاد.
That's amazing, right? Well, they're too busy taking our phone calls and fixing
our training. Yeah, you can just go on play.
Hello, my name is Betty.
خب بریم یه بریک کوتاه دیگه بگیریم، موسیقی گوش میدیم، برمیگردیم بحث عشق یک طرفه.
خاطرهامون همشون برام عذابه، چشمای من پر گریه پر آبه، من نمیخوام بی تو باشم، دل من بی تو میگیره، هرچی درده به تن من داره این روزا میشینه، خسته موندم تو نظر دلم بگیره، ای عشق من لبخند بزن، نزدیشتر از جونی به من، با من بمون ای مهربون، عشق منی پیشم بمون، ای عشق من لبخند بزن، نزدیشتر از جونی به من، با من بمون پیشم بمون.
اینجا ایرانیکن لایو و شما شنونده رادیو جوان هستین. بحث ما عشق یک طرفه.
So we're back with Unrequited Love and let's get started. This is a really interesting topic to me because a lot of people are too embarrassed to admit that they've had it in their lives. More people are wanting to say that they've loved and been loved back or someone's pursued them than to admit that, yeah, I love someone and they totally did not like me at all. So, I mean, let's start with your guys' experiences.
برای خودت هم چند توفیق افتاده تا حالا؟
Why are we bringing the spotlight back on me? I just directed it towards everybody else.
You seem so interested in the topic.
تو باید شروع کنی.
Of course it's happened for me.
Which side you were?
What do you mean? Oh, I've been on both sides.
Oh, you've been?
Yeah. So I've been pursued and annoyed by being pursued as well as pursued and felt like that person did not feel the same way at all for me. How about you, Mahvash?
من نه خیلی کوتاه شد فقط یک بار که خیلی راحت تونستم ازش مبارم کنم.
Oh, okay.
خیلی
wow.
کوتاه زمان.
More power to you.
So wait, you were able to move on from you were the
and it wasn't
you were
like
the lover
love.
Or either love.
نه من از طرف خوشم می اومد.
But how did it start? How did it start? Like did that person like put out a signal for you to get interested?
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't have any fake
signals. Was it a solid signal or was it something that you thought was just like?
It wasn't
nice.
That solid. Maybe we went out for a couple of dates.
Oh, okay. No, that's
pretty solid.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
آره ولی ادامه پیدا نکرد. یعنی به بعضی جاها مثلا همدیگر رو میدیدیم باز نشون میداد که مثلا اینترستده ولی خبری دیگه ازش نشد. یه مدت روش
so there was no follow through.
He may have just been being a guy.
آره.
But good for you though. Don't chase.
آره. این کارو نکردم. البته کردم نه. I did chase him for a short while. I actually asked him out again myself, and he didn't. He refused, and wow. that was it.
Oh
for
my
me.
Gosh! Like, what's okay. this guy's address? I will track him down for
well,
you.
Well, see, that's all right because in this day and age, it's okay
track
for
him down,
a girl.
I'll punch him.
It's okay for a girl to make one, you know, make an overture. But if he spurs you, then like, actually, that's I mean, that's my problem too. It's just that's pride for a guy. That's kind of pridefulness for a girl. That's. Good. It's good to be that way.
Yeah. Give him one shot. He refused to go out
and
meet
just
again. I was like, okay,
that's really
it.
Healthy.
Chapter is closed.
See, for
I'm
me,
done.
For the most part, if someone does something like not super respectful to me, or like whatever spurns me like that, it makes it really easy for me to get over it.
Exactly.
It's when they keep being nice to you and turn you down nice.
That's
and
exactly,
it's like,
exactly.
I'm like, just be mean to me once and I'm done with you. At that point, like, I don't even want you anymore after that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
how about you, Iman?
علی جواب نداده که من هاو باید یو ایمان.
او اوکی فاین وی کن گو تو کلاک وایز اوردر
اگزکتلی ایمان ویز هی واز اکسپیکتینگ
هی هاز تو ثینک اباوت ایت
من تا حالا آخه عشق یه خود سخت راجع به عشق صحبت کردم ولی که مثلا من
دیز هاف تو بی لوف ایت کود بی لایکینگ
آره فکر شده دیگه حتما شده
واقعا چیزی
نیست که تو ذهنم الان مثلا قشنگ میتونم بگم آره این یک بار این اتفاق افتاد از اونها ندارم ولی حتما بوده دیگه مثلا خیلی وقت آدم از یکی خوشش میاد ولی یا اینکه هیچ راهی نداره بهش برسه یا اینکه اگه راهی هم داره مثلا اون طرف خیلی اینترستد نیست و تمام میشه میره. تا حالا چیز نبودم یعنی اینجوری نبوده که روم تأثیر بخواد بذاره خوشبختانه حالا تا بعدا ببینیم چه اتفاق میفته ولی من یه سوالم از تو دارم الان بخوای بذاریم علی حرفشو بزنه به من سوال.
Yeah, let's go. Ali, your turn.
My turn. I've been on both ends of unrequited love. I would say. It's funny that the when you're on the you know, we read something in our research that said the person who's the loved, the person who doesn't return the love, sometimes is more scarred by it.
Yeah.
But I haven't found that to be the case. Not that, honestly,
just
I just
get the ego boost and it's over.
I know that I treated the other party with respect and I was honest with them throughout the whole process. So I don't have a guilty feeling towards it.
Okay.
And if anything, maybe she was a little couple years younger than me. Maybe I kind of taught her a lesson that you need to.
Of course. You
not in a bad way.
Lesson.
I'm saying a lesson that I got taught the hard way too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you kind of learn, you know, and I was kind of, like I said, it's probably harder when the other party is nice to you and like,
yeah,
you know, you're like, it makes you like she even told me like the honesty made her like me more because I was like, didn't want to string her along or that.
Yeah.
So it kind of backfired.
Well, I think when you like someone, you tend, like, if you're delusional about it, which you tend to be in this type of, like, situation, is that you hang on to every word, or you think that whatever that person's doing, whether they're being honest or they're being fake to your face, you just hold on to it and think, like, oh, it's a positive signal. It means they do like me. It means there is hope. So it's a really difficult situation to, like, weed yourself out of if you're on the other end.
Right.
Oh, I just remembered something. Man, یادمه که یکی دو بار اتفاق برام افتاده actually. وقتی که الان اینی که گفتی پازیتیو سیگنال و اینا، مثلا من احساس میکنم که بعضی موقع چون شخصیتم یه جوری که سعی میکنم با همه خیلی احترام بذارم، به همه مهربون باشم، بعد بعضی موقع بعضی دوستام حتی بهم گفتن که مثلا ای مثلا تو این طرف سیگنال اشتباه میگیره، مثلا نباید مثلا این کارو بکنی یا اون کارو بکنی، نباید مثلا با این طرف مثلا اینقدر مهربون باشی اینا. و یه بار خیلی جالب بود، یه بار رفته بودم ایران به یه علتی، هیچ وقت من زمستون ها ایران برای اولین بار مثلا زمستون رفته بودم ایران، بعد روی کلندرم یا کجا چی بود، فیسبوک نمیدونم موقع بود، ولی قرار یکی از دوستای مثلا قدیمیم تو ایران که یه دختری بود تولدش بود، گفتم آها چه خوب مثلا الان موقع خوبه مثلا زنگ میزنم بهش تولدش هم تبریک میگم اونم سلام اومدم. بعدم متوجه شدم بعد از مثلا چند سال که مثلا همون که من اون یک بار یا فقط یه بارم بهش زنگ زدم تبریک و تولدش گفتم همین دیگه، اصلا نمیدونم دیدمش هم یا نه، فقط همین مثلا فکر کرده که من ازش خوشم میاد و مثلا یک مثلا قراره که خبری بشه و این حرفا. به هر حال یعنی
چرا با احساسات دختر بازی میکنی؟
واقعاً ایمان
من
don't play mind games, it's not nice.
واقعا بسیار زشته،
اصلا حرکات
مستحجن.
آره واقعا خودت گفتی دیگه.
But you know what's funny is that the one I do remember most is I was probably more on the girl side who got her heart broken by Iman. Was that it was like a girl back in the day. I won't, she's not Persian, so she doesn't listen to the show, I'm sure, but just in case, I won't say what level of school is in, but it was in school. But I chased her for like a good year, trying to like make her my girlfriend. What, we're gonna take a break?
Yeah,
I want to cut off the story that, where it's suspenseful. اون
داستانت خیلی جوسیه، میخوایم که بعد از بریک اون داستان رو بشنویم. ولی بعد از بریک میایم کلمه هفته word of the week خواهیم داشت و کلیپی که توی بریک دارید میشنوید اسمش هست چشمات از مهنوش، که یکی از هم ویدیو کلیپش قشنگه هم که موسیقیش بسیار به نظر من زیبا و دلچسبه. میشنویم و برمیگردیم.
بچگی میشه کشید، میدونستی یا نه، میدونستی یا نه، میدونستی که توی چشمای تو رنگین کمونو میشه دید، میدونستی یا نه، میدونستی یا نه، میدونستی که نموردی دلمو خیلی سوزوندی، چشاتو ازم گرفتی خیلی قشنگه، رنگ چشمات خیلی عجیبه، تو که این همه نگاهت واسه چشمات گرم و نجیبه، تو که چشمات خیلی قشنگه، رنگ چشمات خیلی عجیبه، تو که این همه نگاهت واسه چشمام گرم و نجیبه، میدونستی همه یه آرزوهامو واسه یه چشم قشنگ تو پرون زوندم رفتش، میدونستی یا نه، میدونستی یا نه، میدونستی
قسمت سوم برنامه امروز ما و طبق عادت همیشه کلمه هفته Word of the Week اول شاید انگلیسیش میگه I called it.
Yes, you did call it and I'll take that. So since we're going with the theme of unrequited love, the word of the week is stage 5 clinger.
Stage 5 virgin clinger.
Actually, this term originated in the movie Wedding Crashers. I don't know if anyone's seen that movie. It's really good, funny movie with Vince Vaughn. Basically, it's a person who doesn't get the idea that the person that they want doesn't want them, and they just tend to get overly attached and clingy and like really badly. And I think Ali said during the break that he has an example for us.
No, I don't. I already mentioned the example, but it also kind of
no. Give us examples of how she was a stage 5 clinger.
No, sorry, it's okay. It also means the person's a little bit psycho or has elements
of neuroticness,
or just has that crazy look in their eye. Sometimes, you know, sometimes they just have that crazy look in their eye.
Come on, just give us an example of what a stage 5 clinger does.
I feel bad. I just
no. Give us a random example.
Like drunk texting and calling, it's like not okay. It's just like, dude, someone I know you're not getting drunk by yourself. Somebody take her phone away from her, please. Because it becomes really hard for me to like keep being nice to you when it's like, yeah, this is not okay. Drunk calling and drunk texting. And then they get really honest when they drunk call you.
Okay, they're probably not even drunk.
I know you don't feel the same way about me, but oh God, someone take the phone out of her hand, please. I don't want to hang up on her. Somebody take the phone out of her hand.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Anyways. Your turn up.
خب فوت کردم من الان توی میکروفون ببینم صدا خوبه یا کلمه هفته اتفاقا من دو تا کلمه رو میگم یکی که کلمه هفته که دقیقا همین کلمه ای که شما انگلیسیش رو گفتی فارسیش که زیگیل. یا موی دماغ جفتش میشه
میگن موی
دماغ برای مورده دیگه هم استفاده میشه حالا لزومن مثل این حالا مورد انگلیسی
آره نه لزومن
حالا زیگیل رو نمیدونم
موضوع عاشقانه نیست نه زیگیل هم همینجوری میگن طرف زیگیل شده
بیخمل
نمی کنه همینجوری آره
یا کنه هم میتونه باشه
but you can call a guy like if you're a guy you can call a guy a Zigil right
آره آره فقط برای عاشقی نیست چی گفتی
nothing I said I know some of those too not for me personally but
he knows some Zigil
ولی کلمه دیگه که یه خورده برام جالب بود و خود کلمه عشق رو فقط میخواستم خیلی سریع بگم که چون عشق رو خیلی فکر میکنن کلمه عربیه در صورتی که عشق کلمه عربی نیست و اون کلمه عربی که به معنی عشق حب هست ولی جالبه این که کلمه عشق ریشش از عشقا که یه کلمه اوستاییه میاد و در حقیقت میشه گفت که فارس اوستایی you know اوستا میدونی چیه کتاب زرتشتی ها آره یه زبون خودش مثل فارسی خیلی قدیمیه
پهلوی یعنی میشه؟
نه از پهلوی هم قدیمی تره یعنی فارسی ریشش اوستاییه بعد مثلا ریشه اونو میگن چیزای هند اروپایی زبان هند اروپایی یه اسمی داره الان یادم نیست که آریایی ها صحبت
جالبه چون اینجور که میگه ولی عشق تو عربی استفاده میشه چون عاشق و معشوق همت کاملا بر حسب گرامر عربی رو دنبال میکنه خیلی جالبه که
بخاطر که حالا طبق این ریسرچ که اینجا نوشته میگه نوشته هر کلمه عربی حتما یک ورژن عبری هم داره ولی عشق عبری نداره بنابراین نمیتونست عربی باشه برها اینم گفتم جالبه
That was a great lesson in linguistics
میریم داستان علی رو بشنویم
Now, oh, we're not going. Don't we usually break after word? Board of the week.
Okay.
Board of the week. Then tap.
Yeah, we're gonna take
a break.
With board, we think that the story of Ali will
Juicy, juicy.
You're listening to Ironic and Live on Radio Javon.
And this song snaps to anybody who grew up in the 90s. Major 90s song, and it's all about unrequited love. All he gives to her, and he's got posters on the walls. Her boyfriend, he don't know anything about her. He's too stoned. Nintendo, I wish that I could make her see. She's just the flavor of the week.
اوکی و برگشتیم.
Again, that song was American Hi-Fi, Flavor of the Week. Sorry, I'm obsessed with the song. So I have to.
این میگه she's just the flavor of the week. یعنی چی؟ یعنی که این هفته مثلا من با این حال میکنم.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's saying that for the girls, he likes the chick, and then for that girl's boyfriend, she's the flavor of the week. She,
yeah,
he wishes
exactly.
He could make her see that she's just the flavor of the week for that week. Dude. You need
and
to come with me.
And he's too stoned, Nintendo'd.
Nintendo.
Yeah. Kind of like he plays too much Nintendo and he's too stoned to like notice her around, but she's so amazing and it's so true.
He's obviously unstoned enough to get a new girl every week.
من گیج شدم.
He's doing something right.
به هر حال برمیگردیم به اون داستانی
که I want to hear Ali's story now.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so the story was
start from the beginning.
There was some girl I liked in school. So I like chased her for like a good while. I basically befriended her to try and get with her. It didn't work. I still kept liking her, but we became really good. I mean, we became really close friends. Like, we were together all the time to the point where people who went to school with us assumed we were going out because she was a real attractive girl, but she was like the goody-goody at school.
Mm-hmm.
So they never seen her like with a guy all the time. So they just, you know, assumed that we were together. So all the guys were like, dude, what's up? Are you with that? Like, you guys hooking up? I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, you're such a liar. You're just saying that because she told you to lie. She doesn't want people to know that she's hooking up. I'm like, dude, I swear to God, I'm not lying. Like, I would tell you if I was, but no one believed me. Like, for the better part of the year, everyone thought, like, we had been hooking up. So I think somewhere along the process, she figured out that I was, like, really into her, but she kind of didn't feel the same way. So she just denied it. We just kept saying we're friends. I dated other girls throughout the year, kind of just out of necessity, kind of like I just wanted to like date some girls. Like, I was young and in school, so I wanted to date and kind of to throw it in her face, like, dude, I'm dating
to make,
like,
her jealous,
right?
To,
like, and she, when I was dating, she wasn't, she would tell me guys that she liked, but she wasn't going out with any of them.
Yeah.
She was kind of shy, goody-goody girl. So when I was dating, man, she was sitting at home on a Friday night.
That's
so I was
sad.
Like, yo, I'm dating, like, I'm going out. Oh, what are we doing tonight? Oh, I'm going out with this girl, some you know, some cheerleader.
But you
see
became
later.
Friends with her.
I did actually care about her as a friend, wow. too.
No,
so, like,
shut up. You became friends with her in the beginning because you liked her. That was the motivation.
No, I'm not going to deny that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's funny because that's a lot of, like, going through all the articles that I've read and, like, from experience and stuff. That's how unrequited love usually starts, is the person tries to befriend you because they feel like that's the best way to get your attention.
Right. All right. Right. But see, a funny thing was, and then she, like, I was telling you guys a story. She came back a couple years later and was all of a sudden down to hook up, and I was like, "Nah, dude, I'm not like a dog just waiting on your front porch for you to
of
get
course,
home." Like,
Ali,
I'm ready.
Mr. Prideful was like, "Not prideful. Now."
Now thinking back years later, she would still look good. I should have hooked up with her. I'm an idiot. But at the moment, I had too much pride. But what I realized after talking to you guys about this the other day is that I was over her at that point, and I'd been long over her because as soon as she like kind of maybe did anything disrespectful, I was done with her. But I wasn't over the heartbreak yet. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Okay, you were, like, kind of still sore.
I was not sore from her, but, like, I was too sore to, like, go after somebody again for a while.
Oh, okay.
Like, I would purposely look for girls that kind of, like, I got along with real well, but I didn't have, like, really deep feelings.
How long do you think it took you to move on?
I have no idea. Long time. Probably
really?
I was moved on before I found, like, I would purposely be like, oh, I try not to date girls that I really like. Like, I actually would say that to
really?
People. I'm like, did I just say that out loud? That sounded retarded.
Why? So you don't get, like, too committed or, like, get too hurt when they move on?
If they, or right. This is a long time ago, but that's how I realized that I had been over her for a long time. But sometimes after unrequited love, you're probably not over the whatever, the heartbreak or whatever, the situation that happened to you lingers longer than your affection for that actual person.
Yeah.
So that's probably that's probably the longest effect of an unrequited one-sided relationship,
is
that it affects your other relationships more than it affects your relationship with that one
person.
Because
it's not about that person anymore.
At all.
It becomes about, like, the hurt or the pain in your
I'm not,
like,
I'm not going through that again.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
من الان متوجه شدم که شما وقتی گفتی I'm not a dog waiting on your porch.
Yeah.
همون اصطلاح محل سگ نذاشته انگلیسیش.
That's funny.
اوه نه چه بامزده است که اینا رو میشه قشنگ ترجمه کرد.
خب شاهد تو خاطره ای نداری برامون تعریف کنی؟
I do, but this is kind of a different situation. It's more of like something that seemed to be, or I thought it was unrequited, but then later on I found out that it wasn't. But anyways, in high school I did like a guy a lot. A lot. I've always been one of those girls that I don't feel much for many people, but when I feel something for someone, I feel it to like the 100th degree. I mean, I don't know if that's such a good thing, but so I liked him a lot, and we were friends for a long time. And then when I moved for school and stuff, we still kept in contact. We were like best friends almost. And you know, I moved on afterwards because I realized, like, now that I've moved and it's long distance, there's no chance for that. But one night we were talking and he just asked me, did you ever have feelings for me? And I said, yeah, I did. I mean, I was so over it at that point that I was willing to admit that I had feelings. If I wasn't over it, I wouldn't be willing to admit it. And he was like, yeah, I did too. And we figured out that at the same time, like, we liked each other at the same time. So it was unrequited from my perspective until I found out that it really wasn't in hindsight.
You guys are doofuses.
Shut up.
How did you like each other and neither one of you figured it out? Because you were friends and you didn't want to split.
You didn't mean best friend within one hang
out. Because it's interesting because when you have two people who are very similar, like who are not very flirty, who are very like, who don't give, you know, like when you give signals, it's not so like open. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I think you need to be with someone who's not the same as you so you can like read their signals more easily. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need to be with someone who's affectionate because then I'll understand that they like actually mm-hmm. like me as opposed to like mm-hmm. someone who's like me.
وقتی گفتی یه سری کیسایی هم داشتی که مثلا یه پسر چیزی دنبالت بوده و اصلا میفهمی.
Yeah, you know, okay, I'm
so hot.
Oh my god. No. It's not even like, I don't even want to make it sound like I think everyone like everyone goes through it and stuff, but I find myself at the end of it more often than not. And it's really frustrating because I'm a really nice person and I'll talk to anybody and everybody. But just because I'm nice to you doesn't mean I like you. And a lot of guys take it as me liking them. And then...
این همه پرابلمی که همین الان ایمان گفت.
Yeah, exactly.
شما گای
به درد من مبتلایی.
آخه
شما چقدر نایسین آخه.
But we are nice people. And it's like, should we not be nice then? Should we just ignore people?
آره دیگه.
Sometimes you gotta do that, dude. That's the easiest way to help somebody move on from you.
Don't be too nice.
I don't know. I mean, guys need to be able to get a clue. Not guys. Anybody. Like, you need to stop being delusional and take
See, but here's the thing though, when you're still like on the market and on the scene, whatever, you can't, it is the easiest way to let someone get over you is to kind of be a little bit of a jackass to them.
I know, but it's so hard.
One, it's hard, and two, word gets around, then it's like, this guy's a freaking jerk. Yeah. And then like some girl, like one
exactly.
of her friends you, that you yeah. meet a year from now that you actually like, she's gonna be like, oh, he dogged me, he's a jerk.
Exactly.
You want at least people to be able to speak well of you, mm-hmm. but that sometimes drags situations out where you could just
شاید حالا تو گوش کسی زدی؟
Yes, but not in the sense of unrequited love. So.
Abby, what? What do you mean? You know, like
واقعاً زدی؟ واقعاً زدی؟
Yeah, I mean I
love to you guys. I could love now. Hold on, hold on.
میزنی تو گوش مردم من میگی من نایسم.
I can't believe you guys are surprised that Shahid watch multiple times.
Yes.
You've slapped people more than one time in your life.
Of course.
Yeah.
They've deserved it.
Give me a break. You don't think Shahid ever hit anybody?
تو تعریف بده از نایس بودن دوباره بگو.
They deserved it. They got to a point with me where they abused my trust or abused my friendship, and they deserved it.
Okay.
خب اگه شما هم نظری یا خاطره ای دارین،
هر کی با شاهد در افتاد و افتاد.
The first time I met Shahid, I'd be like, this girl will hit you if you cross the line.
Oh my
That's
God.
Why I'm like, I gotta be careful here.
Really? You haven't been too careful.
I know where the line is.
نظراتتون رو میتونید به iranicanlive@radiojavan.com ایمیل کنید یا روی بلاگ ما برین iranican.com و بنویسید و ما الان یک بریک میکنیم. وقتی برمیگردیم با نظرات هفته گذشته شما برمیگردیم. در ضمن فیسبوک پیج ما میتونید برین همیشه کامنت بذارین و ما کامنتاتون رو میخونیم اگر که به موضوع ربط داشته باشه. میریم بریک میگیریم برمیگردیم با کامنت های شما. میخوام اون دستاتو بگیرم، عشق من باش، جون من باش، نذاری یه روز این دلو تنهاش، ای دیوونه دوست دارم، نمیتونم از تو جا
چشم مردارم نمیری تو از یادم روزی که تو رو دیدم دلم و به دل تو دادم حالا من میدونم بی تو یه لحظه نمیتونم تا دنیا باشه پا بر جا به پای عشقت میمونم عشق من باش جون من باش نذاری یه روز این دل و تنهاش ای دیوونه دوست دارم نمیتونم از تو چشم بردارم برای داشتن تو حتی واسه یه لحظه جونم و زندگیم و بدم بازم میارزه دلم میلرزه عشق من باش جون من باش نذاری یه روز این دل و تنهاش ای دیوونه دوست دارم نمیتونم از تو چشم بردارم عشق من باش جون من باش نذاری یه روز این دل و تنهاش ای دیوونه دوست دارم نمیتونم از تو چشم بردارم
خب و قسمت بعدی نظرهای شما همیشه میتونید به ما تلفن بزنید و روی پیغامگیر ما پیغام صوتی یا همون وایس میل بذارید 1888 RD جوان اکستنشن 724 یک سری از ایمیل ها رو و کامنت های فیسبوک و بلاگ رو شاید میخواد بخونه شاید بخونه
Okay, so this goes back to our show with Dr. Masato Tani. Excuse my pronunciation. We had comments from Nastaran and Pumu. Sorry if I pronounced it wrong. And also on our YouTube account, where we posted the video. Did you guys watch the video? It was really cool.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to everyone who commented. And also Sabze on the table. Said سلام من ایرانی هستم شماها چطورین so شماها چطورین
من که خوبم
is that her username or
her
something
username
on the table
her username is سبزه on the table
سبزه on the table
سبزه on the table
چیزه همیشه اسپریت نوروز اینا رو با خودش
داره that's cool
yeah so
بالاخره خوبی یا نه دیگه پرسی چطوری
آره چطوری
I'm good
we're all good thanks for asking
thanks a lot for asking thank you
and thanks to Arash and Aliar for commenting on ironic.com and
یه نظر داشتیم از یک دوست عزیز به نام موین این ایمیل بود به فارسی ایمیل زده بود راجبه اون شوی که چیز داشتیم در مورد آرامش و آرامش درونی و صلح و پیس و از این حرفا داشتیم نوشته در پست در مورد پست آرامش چون خیلی برام جالب بود نظر من اینه که آرامش نصفش به خود آدم به درون آدم بستگی داره و نصفش هم به محیط بستگی داره اگه محیط آدم خوب نباشه چجوری میشه طبیعیه که نمیتونی آرامش داشته باشی بنابراین حالا من نمیدونم ایشون از کجا داره اینو میزنه یا شاید واقعا موقعیت خودش اینجوریه ولی خب درسته دیگه اگه یه جای زندگی کنی که همیشه استرس حتی کار یا مدرسه یا همین مثلا یکی از این موارد همیشه به تو به یه علتی استرس خیلی بزرگ میده احتمالاً خیلی سخته که بتونی آرامش درونی داشته باشی. خیلی ممنون از موین.
Yeah, and we also had another comment on that show, an email from Sugar High. I don't know the name. They said that they gain peace by listening to music, and they also had a really cute phrase, "ironic in power," which is awesome. But on another note, in this email, Ali, you're gonna love this. Sugar High thinks that I'm subconsciously infatuated with you. And I just wanted to address that. No, I am. I mean,
well, I mean,
I guess I can't
eyes.
Dig
what
into my.
To say? What do you want to say?
What did you just say?
I said you got eyes.
I don't know. Anyways, I can't dig into my subconscious and tell you the truth, but I can tell you I'm not.
I think it's
consciously.
Right, I think it's right on the surface. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
But thanks to everyone who comments and likes and emails
us. I love you, Sugar High.
We love hearing from our fans.
تموم شد؟
Yes.
بریم بریک و برگردیم به بحث عشق یک طرفه ادامه بدیم. You're listening to Iran Can Live on Radio Jawan. یه دونه فقط اولین کامنتی هم که راجع به پست همین هفته یکی از دوستان اون نسترن گذاشته اونم میخونم. نوشته based on past experience there's a small chance of getting out of that friend zone when you have feelings for someone especially if they have a girlfriend or boyfriend. خیلی ممنون از نسترن که پیغام اول رو گذاشته بودن.
Yeah, thanks to Farah Dukht and Farnood for liking the post.
خیلی خوب.
All within the first hour, which is awesome.
و برمیگردیم به بحث و اینی که من میخوام ببینم که حالا ما چجوری باید با این مسئله سر کله بزنیم. یعنی که به فرض که اگه این اتفاق برای شما افتاده چی کار میکنید؟ مثلا یکی از شما خیلی خوشش میاد و واقعا شاید عاشق شماست ولی شما هیچ احساسی ندارید، یا اینکه برعکس شما عاشق یکی شدیم و اون هیچ احساسی نداره.
I think first you should talk about what do you do if you love the person who doesn't love you back. Ali, what do you do?
If you love someone who doesn't love you back?
Yeah. Or like someone a lot.
I don't know, man. Guys, like I said, I'm a little too prideful for this.
Yeah.
But guys have been taught that, oh, you need to pursue me. You need to chase me.
Mm-hmm.
Like the girl's kind of waiting for you to go after. So and honestly, sometimes girls don't think they're flirting when they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the same thing that might be flirty or giving a signal that the girl likes you with one girl. For some other girl, means I was just being polite. What are you talking about? I wasn't flirting. So I think for guys, it's harder. For girls, I say be prideful. Mm-hmm. Like, give them a shot. If not, be like, dude, you're lost. And keep it moving. But with guys, it's harder to tell. Sometimes you got to keep chasing. If you really think she's worth it, I mean,
Are you kidding?
If you're just trying to bed someone, should we say?
Did you really just say that?
Bed
someone?
If you're just trying to get laid, I was trying to avoid saying that. But
you shouldn't even be talking about that because that is such a disgusting concept.
If you're just only interested in the girl,
that's not unrequited
love. Can I finish what I'm saying?
No.
If you're only no, because you specifically read that a guy is more likely to be on the lover side because he's just infatuated probably with how she looks. Because a super hot girl probably has 20 guys who are after and she's into like two of them.
Right, but that's
right? Oh, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you just want her because she's hot, dude, let it go. If you really think you have a future with this person, just sometimes keep chasing. I have personal experiences of like dorky fobby cousins of mine who kept pressing at girls that they were like in medical school.
So they were
like
out of their league.
Eventually the girl broke down, they're married, they have kids now. Like sometimes it works. I'm too prideful for that. I feel like you give me one. I don't ever want to be the guy where it's like, this guy needs to get a clue. Like, how can I make it more clear? I don't like him. So you give me one sign and I'm done.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes if you really
But do you
feel
think
like
you lose your chances that way, kind of?
Yeah.
Do you think it's
I definitely look back and be like, I should have kept pressing
pursuing.
Sometimes. But
your pride means more to you than maybe getting a positive answer sometimes.
I mean, so at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Or you
at the moment,
really
I wasn't willing. I'm not willing to keep banging my head against the wall.
Yeah. So I mean, I completely, like, I know someone says, well, like, you should just keep pursuing or try really hard to make them fall in love with you. I mean, Mahavash, how do you feel? Do you think that's like a positive thing to do?
آره چیزی اگه بتونی تلاشو تو میکنی براش، اگه هم نشد خب نشد، ولی به نظرم اول گیو اپ نمیکنی. نمیدونم اگه بعد کسی مثلا، من خودم شخصا اگه کسی خوشم بیاد میدونم خب این کارو کردم و باید وقتی یه سیگنال قوی از طرف بگیری بعد دیگه دنبال نمیکنی. به نظر من اینجوری میشه با قضیه با خودت کرد. ولی اگه همینجور بخواد ادامه پیدا بکنه و این رو بدونی که طرف از تو خوشش نمیاد و بخوای ادامه بدی، میذارم خیلی روی زندگی آدم اثر میذاره. باید و بعضی وقتا هم کاریش نمیشه کرد، ولی باید یه جوری آدم خودش رو از اون موضوع فکرش رو منحرف بکنه. نمیدونم مثلا به طرف فکر نکنی اگه بشه، مثلا خودتو مشغول بکنی.
Don't fantasize about them. Girls
آره,
do this a lot.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, they start fantasizing about their wedding and then what the kids are going to
do. Do those names?
Actually, there's a survey that's been proven that women think about marriage within the first 10 seconds of like meeting a guy they're interested in. No jokes. Subconsciously, the first 10 seconds.
That explains a lot.
به نظر من این خیلی خطرناکه این قسمتش. حالا دخترها شاید خیلی بیشتر، ولی تو پسرام احتمالاً این اتفاق تا حدودی میفته. و اون قسمت تصور ذهنیه، این اون ایمیجینیشنه، به خاطر که خیلی چیزا رو اصلا تو خیلی موارد زندگی آدم این کارو میکنه و بعداً ضربه میخوره. فقط مراجعه به عشق و عاشقی و آن ریکوایرد لوف و عشق یه طرفه نیست، ولی تو این موضوع این خیلی مهمه. اگه بتونی ببینی و بفهمی که کجا تصور و ایمیجینیشن تو فقط داره کار میکنه و هیچ حقیقتی توش نیست، اون خیلی مهمه. بخاطر که تو میتونی انقدر بزرگ کنی اینو برای خودت که دیگه اصلا برای باورت نمیشه، فکر میکنی که دیگه مثلا واقعا you're sure to marry this guy. یعنی واقعا دیگه خودت دیدی که با این مثلا 3 تا بچه‌م داری و 20 سال دیگه داری happily زندگی می‌کنی. اینا خیلی خطرناکه. اینا یهو وقت تو داری خودت میبری یه بالایی که اگه ازش بیفتی احتمالاً زنده دیگه برنمیگردی.
It also becomes dangerous because then this is how you continue to cling to that person, maybe become friends with them. I mean, this may have been what happened to me just listening to it, is that your fantasies seem more real when you're like hanging out with this person all the time, or you're together.
Exactly.
It's like, at least we're good friends.
And then it becomes a self-destructive cycle, because when you're around them more often, your feelings also get like, you know, more intense.
Right.
But you just have to like be able to understand where reality ends and fantasy begins, you know, and it's really important to differentiate. But I personally don't think that you should try very hard. I think that you should tell the person very honestly, like, hey, you know, from my experience, I think this is the best way. Tell them straight up, I like you, like I would like to get to know you more, whatever, I'd like to date you, blah blah. Even if you're a girl, do this. And if they don't have anything positive to say in return, or they want to play hard to get, then psh, like peace, like who cares, you know, give up and move on. It's less damaging to your self-image. It like being in unrequited love is seriously like an addictive cycle that can really break you down.
Yeah, I mean, if you say that to the wrong guy, he's gonna be like, oh, I got this girl, like now I have her, like she's on the hook. Like,
what do you mean?
Like,
what do you mean? Say it's wrong.
If you say it to like a player, like a type of dude who would like purposely dog a girl out, like that he knows he has you by the heartstrings, basically. Like he can kind of manipulate you however he wants. That's
but in
why
what
that's
sense?
Dangerous.
I'm not understanding. Like if I were
basically,
to
if the, I mean, the reason I'm trying to say it for the girl side is because guys will immediately say if you're telling me to go up to a girl and tell her before anything has been established that I like her, that's not gonna work. Most times girls will be like, what's wrong? This guy's weird. But for me, if a girl came up and did that, I'd be like, that's refreshing.
Yeah.
When I was single, if a girl came up and be like, yo, I really like yo. Yo, yo, so no. Like, honestly, like, look, say like, look, I like you. I'm so, you know, I don't usually say this to guys, but I want to do that. I would find that totally refreshing.
Really?
But like, if you say that to a lot of guys, they're like, yes. I got this girl. Nice. I mean, I could do whatever else I'm doing, just come back to her. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it puts you in a, like an inferior position.
In a vulnerable,
position.
I think that's actually more true for guys. But the reason I didn't mention that is because I think that's a given. Guys think like, you go up to a girl and say, I like you. Like,
I don't know about that.
Right.
Okay, maybe you don't have to say, I like you. You could say like, you know, like, let's go out or something like that.
I've done that. Like, I'm not usually this forward.
Just be a little more forward. Yeah,
right.
Then.
خب اون برای ماجرا چطور؟
What I mean?
مثلا یعنی یکی که عاشق شما شده. بذار مثلا این روز این قسمت شاست بعد از بریک میاد.
Yeah, sure.
بریم بریک، وقتی برمیگردیم کلیپ آف دی ویک و آخر بحثمون راجع به عشق یک طرفه.
I'm گریه توی پاییز، مثل پاییز توی کوچه، مثل کوچه زیر بارون، مثل بارون روی شیشه، تو خود عشقی خود عشق، تو خود عشقی خود عشق، مثل اسمت روی قلبم، مثل هدیه توی دستم، مثل اون حالی که داشتم وقتی هدیه رو میبستم، تو خود عشقی خود عشق، تو خود عشقی خود عشق، مثل ما
کلیپ هفته که براتون داریم خیلی جالبه. خیلی سریع فقط براتون بگم که صدایی که میشنوید یه پدر و یه دختر خیلی کوچولو، واقعا هم هیچ توضیحی نیست روی این کلیپ که بدونیم این دختر چند سالشه چجوریه، ولی به نظر میاد که خیلی دختر کوچولویه که قشنگ داره با باباش میخونه، یعنی باباش فقط راش میندازه و همه آهنگو میخونه. با هم میریم اینو گوش میدیم. روی یوتیوب اگه برید بگردین تکستش هم هست، یعنی اون لیریکی که داره میخونه هم میبینید، خیلی قشنگه. La 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 la.
That is so cute.
She sounded like Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Or is it DuckTales, Scrooge McDuck's nephew?
Oh my god, I just died for that little girl.
That was hella funny.
Oh my god, she's so adorable.
I need to see video of this person.
Yeah, I know. Can we post the video?
There is no video. It's just like
there's no video. It's just the lyric.
Damn it, I want to see her.
Yeah, video has فقط ولی تو ویدیو فقط لیریکشه.
Oh.
Oh.
Please show us your little girl.
بذار گیم تو قلب و چشمم. تو قبل و چشمم.
She's so cute.
یاد این نواره ما که کوچیک بودیم این کارا رو میکردیم، همه با خواهر برادر و کازینا جمع میشدیم ضبط میکردیم صدا همونا.
یادمونه
افتادم اون موقع با اون کست های اون موقع سی دی و از این چیزا که نبود.
That's funny. Good clip.
خیلی خوب. داشتیم راجع به این صحبت میکردیم که باید چیکار کنین یا چیکار نکنین. اول راجع به این که اگر شما عاشق یک کسی یا از یکی خیلی خوشتون میاد ولی اون خیلی محلی بهتون نمیذاره، که یه مقداری راجع به صحبت کردیم. یه یکی از آیتمایی که نگفتیم این بود که
So what was it we said? Try to have him fall in love with you. Give up and get over it, which is like my number one thing. What I prescribe Dr. Shine.
And I would also say not only get up and get over it, but get over not only get over them, but get over the situation. Don't let it linger. You know what I mean?
And what's the last one, Ima?
خب یه راه سومی هم هست به نظر من و اونم اینه که هر چقدر که این طرف از شما شاید خوشش نمیاد ولی شما مثلا عاشق طرفی ازش خیلی خوشت میاد، لزوما نیازی نیست که حالا بگی که نه من باید چیز کنم، من باید این احساساتمو از بین ببرم و بیخیال بشم و ولش کن و بذار برم و فلان و الان، و حتی لزوما هم نیاز نیست که همش در این سعی بخوای بکنی که اینو عاشق خودت کنی. بیا چیکار می‌کنی؟ میای اون تو علاقه بهش داری و به هر حال یه چیزی درون تو هست که مثلا به اون علاقه مندت می‌کنه، تو راه خودتو میری و همیشه علاقه خودتو بهش نشون میدی ولی دیگه انتظاری نداری از اون، یعنی این دزه مره که حالا اون ریلیشنشیپ دیگه توی ذهنت زیاد نیست، حتی اگه اون جواب مهر محبتاتم نده تو هنوز بهش محبت میکنی چون به اون طرف علاقه داری و احساس میکنی که این یک علاقه چیزه، یک علاقه قلبی درونیه و یک عشق حقیقیه، شاید که هیچ لزومی نداره، بقید کاندیشنال نیست و هیچ لزومی نداره که اون طرف به تو حتما حالا جواب به محبتاتو بده یا نده، برای تو فرق نداره، تو راضی هستی از خودت و اون کاری که خودت داری میکنی.
Right. In defense of this argument, I think it takes a really strong person to do that, but I don't agree with it at all. I think it's something that just clutters your brain and makes you think about things that don't matter. Like, oh, I'm gonna concentrate on loving this person for who they are and like not wanting anything in return from them. When at the end of the day, people love people and like people or want to talk to people because of a use that comes out of them. It's like very utilitarian like way of life, but it's everyone does it.
I'll give you a guess what courses Shahid just started this semester.
من دو نکته اینجا از شاهد یاد گرفتم. یکی این که معمولا آدما خیلی ضعیفن، ضعیف نفسن. نکته دوم اینه که
No, you're not weak, but it's like when something doesn't take you more ahead in life by loving someone because they love you back, you're being put on like a more like ahead, like it, like it's a better spectrum to be on, but if you're loving them for no reason, like you're just doing yourself a disfavor, just taking up your own energy for no reason. Like, congratulations for you doing that, but like,
I get what she's saying. And depends what you mean by the word love. If you stopped giving up on romantic love with this person and you just love them for who they are unconditionally, that's one thing. But the only situation where I've seen it and I think it's acceptable, what you're describing, I think, is that usually, like, if a guy, for example, like after a breakup, like if a guy maybe cheats on a girl or just doesn't give her what she needs, or vice versa, then the girl breaks up with you and you're like, عجب خری بودم. Like, how could I have done that to her? And you still love her all these years, but you like, you let her move on. You love her unconditionally. You want her to be happy or whatever. But if it was like never reciprocated in the first place, like,
that's pathetic.
Like, if you love them as a friend or as a person, fine.
I completely agree with that. If there was love there to begin with, maybe I completely understand that. But if it's like there was nothing there to begin with, like that person never loves you back, then stop being pathetic and just move on.
Dr. Shahid says stamp of approval.
و اینجور آدم ها نه تنها ضعیف نفسن بلکه پتتیک هم
هستن. No, I don't think people who do this are pathetic. I just feel like they deserve more in their lives and they deserve people who love them back. Maybe I should put a more positive spin on it, but you deserve someone who will treat you like a queen or a king and you'll find that.
شاید این منظورم باشه که مثلا اون طرف درسته که حالا میدونی مثلا به من هیچ علاقه ای نداره، ولی میتونم به عنوان یه دوست، من میتونم همیشه اونجا باشم کنارش، ساپورتش بکنم توی تصمیمایی که میگیره.
That's what you mean by love.
آره. یعنی حتما لازم نیست اون ریلیشنشیپ اونطوری باشه، میتونه یه لاو خواهر برادران باشه.
Yeah, that's different. I agree with that. Like a sort of like a platonic.
خب حالا برگردیم به اون طرف ماجرا. اگر که یکی از شما خیلی خوشش میاد ولی شما خیلی احساسی نسبت بهش نداری، با چیکار کنیم؟
How do you get them to take a clue?
آره.
من یه چیزی که میخوندم، یه مقاله داشتم میخوندم توی ایرانناز.com، متاسفانه ننوشته که آتور این مقاله کیه، ولی جالب بود برای من. نمیشه بود که دو سه نوع عکس العمل شما میبینید. مثلا یکی این که اون طرف، اگه شما، اگه اون کسی که یکی ازش خیلی خوشش میاد ولی اون جواب نمیده و محل نمیذاره، معمولا یا این که ترس داره به خاطر یه شکستی که قبلا خورده، یا اگه سوء استفاده ازش شده ترس داره که وارد اون رابطه بشه، یا این که بعضی موقع هست که اون طرف از ابراز احساسات اون عشق اون طرف خیلی خوشش هم میاد و خیلی هم مثلا ویلکامینگه، ولی در این حال چیز نداره، مثلا لزوما نمیخواد که رابطه ای برقرار کنه. بعد این خیلی باز ما خطرناکه، بخاطر اینکه اون طرف هرچی مثلا بهش ابراز علاقه میکنه اونم جوابشو میده، ولی منظورش این نیست که حالا من میخوام رودش بشم. از موقعم طرف خیلی بی احساس و مثلا بی تفاوت نسبت به این موضوع، یعنی نه خیلی دور میشه نه خیلی نزدیک میشه، خیلی بی تفاوته، اونم میکس سیگنال بعدیه. به هر حال، ولی چجوری میشه شما اگه تو این سیچویشن هستی، تو این موقعیت هستی، چیکار باید بکنی؟ یه نفر شما خوشت میاد، چجوری بهش بگی؟
بگم بستگی داره به این که مثلا رابطت به غیر از این که مثلا اون طرف حالا دو خوشش میاد ازت یا نمیاد چی کجاست، مثلا چقدر باهاش دوستی. چون خیلی وقتا این اتفاقا یعنی مثلا خیلی وقتا اتفاق میفته بین مثلا دو نفر که توی یه گروه دوستا هستن یا همکارن یا مثلا همکلاسی هن، یعنی نمیخوای، حالا من مثلا اگه این قضیه برای من اتفاق بیفته، نمیخوام که awkward بشه خیلی uncomfortable بشم، ناراحت بشم وقتی مثلا اون طرف هستش. پس قضیه رو باید یه جوری آره خیلی با طرف صحبت بکنی. اگر که بیاد با آدم صحبت بکنه، قشنگ بذاری روی تیبل که ببین مثلا من interested نیستم، ولی مثلا با عنوان یه دوست دارم. خب حتما یک چیزی بوده، حتما یه دوستی بوده، یه چیزی بوده که به این مرحله رسیده. یعنی یه جوری تو با طرف اگه منطقی باشه طرف، به نظر من میشه یه جور قضیه رو همون اول تمومش کرد.
دیگه
ادامه پیدا نکنه، چون ادامه پیدا کردنش بعد سخت میشه.
I just want to be friends.
Right
now.
چیزی که این کسی که این مقاله رو نوشته بود خیلی وقتا اتفاقی که میفته این که اون حالا کودک درونی که میگن، اون کودک درونه داره هی سعی میکنه که به شما رابطه برقرار کنه، چون شما رو یک مثل یه آیدل میبینه، مثل یه چیزی که خیلی ازش خوشش میاد میبینه. آره. و بعد میگفت بنابراین طوری که میتونید با این برخورد کنید، باید فکر کنید که مثل یه کودک، مثل یه بچه کوچولو داره داره اپروچتون میکنه و میخواد بازی کنه این بچه. بعد میگه که مهمترین قسمت اینه که شما حواستون باشه که این بازی رو شروع نکنید، چون اون وقت اگه براش بشینید صحبت کنید، به قول تو بسیار منطقی بهش بگید که چرا الان نمیشه بازی کرد، با اون بچه ناراحت میشه هنوز، ولی از این که چرا هیچ وقت نتونست این بازی رو شروع کنه ناراحت میشه، نه اینکه بازیشو به هم زدید رفته. میدونین چی میگم؟
درسته.
میگفت که بنابراین سعی کنید که از اول سعی کنید که اصلا شروع نکنید این بازی رو.
یه نکته دیگه هم که سعی می‌خواستم بگم اینه که خیلی وقتا قبول نکردن این که مثلا یکی از آدم خوشش نمیاد ولی میتونه مثلا دوست باشه ولی اونجوری خوشش نمیاد، ممکنه سلف کانفیدنس، اون چیزی احساسی رو که آدم نسبت به خودش داره یا تحت شعاع قرار بده. یعنی آدم احساس بکنه که پس من آدم خوبی نیستم یا که ارزش مثلا این همچین رابطه‌ای رو داشته باشم یا همچین دوستی رو داشته باشم. فکر کنم توی این صحبت که مثلا با اون طرف آدم بخواد انجام بده، چون بالاخره یه جورایی به طرف آدم نزدیک میشه، درسته که بخواد در مورد علاقه‌اش صحبت کنه، باید این هم حتما گفته بشه که یعنی این مثلا you are a good person, I like you، مثلا همه این قابلیت‌های خوبش رو بهش بگه، ولی من الان مثلا تو این شرایط نیستم یا از این شرایط مثلا با هم نمیخوریم یا هرچی، whatever reason it could be.
But what if they react badly, Mahlash?
دیگه اون فکر کنم مشکل تر قضیه این باشه. اگه آدم منطقی باشه که خوبه، به خوشحالی و سلامتی همه میرن دنبال کارشون. فکر کنم این همین قضیه که حالا شاده داره میگه اون مشکل میکنه.
آره این داست و این داستانا رو مثلا ما خیلی وقتا شاید از ایران میشنویم، حالا نمیدونم جای دیگه دنیا هم شاید اتفاقات میفته، ولی مثلا این بعضی موقع این رفتارهای خیلی عجیب غریب و تنفرآمیز و جنونی چیز از این مسائل برمیاد. یعنی همین این داستان اسید پاشیدن رو شاید خیلی وقت ما شنیدیم که مثلا طرف میره اسید پاشه بهش پاره که آره اگه جوابشو نمیده مثلا این
میخواد زندگی خیلی رو
خرابیدن. Is that a slang phrase that means something else?
No,
acid pashidan.
No, literally.
You literally go to acid on somebody? For not liking you back.
تو ایران من نمیدونم از کجا اومده و واقعا
I think I've seen that guy didn't know her phrase.
یه روزنامه ها میخوندیم، تو روزنامه میخوندیم و عکس هم بعضی وقتا بود. یعنی oh my god.
مثلا من
girls on the guys or vice versa.
نه پسرا میرفتن.
Are you kidding me?
یعنی اصلا
cuz Persian men in their pride
تو ایران خیلی وقتا این چهرهشون خیلی مهمه، اون خراب میشد. اصلا اتفاق خیلی وحشتناکه.
اصلا فقط اشتباه بزرگ همین بوده که تو روزنامه ها مینوشتن، چون باعث میشده که
من هم یاد بگیرم
همین کارش درسته.
واقعا من نمیدونم خاص کجا شروع شده همین کار. مثلا خیلی عجیبه، برای من خیلی عجیبه، ولی خب به هر حال
That's sad.
خب
چیکار باید کرد؟ نگفتیم اگه کسی مثلا غیر منطقی با قضیه برخورد کنه.
I mean you did what you were honest with that person and even if they react badly, the only way is to just keep telling them, listen, like it's nothing on you. There's, or maybe you can just set them up with your friend or something. Honestly, you distract them.
I feel like
inject a restraining order.
Yeah, you can do that.
I mean, you can tell someone all their good qualities. They might think you're just being nice, though. Mm-hmm. But I think as you kind of like grow a little bit and you grow up, you kind of realize sometimes there's a spark there, and sometimes there's not. Yeah. There's a lot of people who I think are attractive and I respect completely as people, but there's not a spark there between you and them. And sometimes there is, and sometimes there isn't. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they believe you when you tell them all their good qualities. But that moment they're not gonna believe you. They're just gonna feel like, what's wrong with me? Why isn't this guy like
me? It's funny. In the past, I had a friend tell me once when I was younger, like boys are like job interviews, like don't ever take it personally if you don't like, you know, end up with the guy that like you know, if you like a guy and he turns you down, it's kind of like going for a job. You wouldn't get really angry if you didn't get the job. You know what I mean?
That's funny because guys say the same thing, but they go, it's a numbers game. It's like send out a lot of applications. You're bound to get one.
That's funny.
خب دو تا انانسمنت خیلی سریع بدم قبل از که خداحافظی بکنیم. یکی که روز 18 سپتامبر که شنبه میشه در سان فرانسیسکو پارتی رادیو جوان هست. این دومین پارتیشون خواهد بود برای اونایی که دورورای ما بی ایریا هستن.
It sold out last year, so be on top of it.
روز یک شنبه که میشه 19 سپتامبر در ساکرامنتو کنسرت رضا روحانی، رضا روحانی پسر موسیقی موزیسین بزرگ ایرانی انوشیروان روحانیه که این فکر میکنم که در آمریکا اولین کنسرتش هست یا حداقل اولین کنسرتی که اینجوری داره تبلیغ میشه و با صدای مروارید یه خواننده ایرانی که باهاش میخونه. این در ساکرامنتو خواهد بود ساعت 6 و نیم بعد از ظهر یک شنبه.
Where in Sacramento? What's the venue?
California State University in Sacramento.
Like
و ما لینک هر دوی این ایونت ها رو روی بلاگمون میذاریم. برای اطلاعات بیشتر و بلیط و از این جور چیزا میتونید برین روی iranican.com و اطلاعات رو بگیرید. دستتو بالا کردی؟
نه.
اوکی. یه چیز یه سورپرایز هم دارم. اصلا فکر کنم تو خیلی خوشت بیاد. برنامه بعدی با کیوان کمدین کیوان
The guy on Disaster Dates.
بله.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed with that show. I'm obsessed with Disaster Dates, Boiling Points, like Candid Camera.
تو میگی کیوان کیه برای اونا که
نمی‌دونن. Okay, Kayvon basically is an actor on the show but the show basically revolves around people going on dates, like blind dates with these people who are like exactly what they would hate. And their friends set them up on these dates so their friends know exactly, like, they're like, oh, this person hates a guy who, like, is like this and like this and like this. And Kayvon comes in and plays exactly that character. And they just see how long, and they get $1 for every minute that they last. So, like, if you last for 60 minutes, you get $60. If you last for only 20 minutes and you, like, want to get up and leave the restaurant because of the guy, you last. And they do it for girls. They have girl actors on the show,
I have
show
a really
too.
Good idea. Can we find out exactly the type of guy Shawhead hates, other than me, of course? And have Kayvon come in as that guy.
Oh, my God. You can't play yourself.
I can be here. It's fine. So I'll send Kayvon some instructions on how to be the guy Shawhead hates.
I love these shows. Wow. So it's going to be a great show next time.
Yeah, wow. That should be fun.
That's good.
پس منتظر شما باشید در دو هفته دیگه از امروز. خیلی ممنون از اینکه تا اینجا با برنامه ما بودین. شبتون خوش، موفق و پیروز باشین. خداحافظ. Remember dreams come true. It's gonna be me and you. We will not be alone. I'm not gonna leave you behind. I'm twisted in my mind. I search for my soul and I will find a place to be where you could be right. میخوام که وقتی خوابیم کنار تو بشینم. اگه یه وقت خوابم برد باز خواب تو رو ببینم. عطر نفسهای تو به تنم بپیچه. کاش بدونی که زندگی بی تو هیچه.